The state is expanding eligibility for temporary total disability workmen's comp benefits to new categories of employees whose jobs involved heightened risk of exposure, including grocery, childcare, postal service, military, and other workers. The governor's chief of staff, Latasha Buckner.
If you're in these categories and your health care professional says you've got to be quarantined, you're not actually sick necessarily, but you've had exposure, you're going to get access to these benefits.
Top health care officials are also pouring more resources into long-term care facilities, which have seen more than 100 residents infected across the state, along with 48 staff. The clusters of cases have led to the first four medical student volunteers being called up. State Health Commissioner Dr. Stephen Stack praised their dedication Thursday.
So to Gant and Meredith and Amanda and Heather, thank you. You are heroes.
The latest figures also show the state has processed more than $100 million in unemployment claims since March 16th, making payments to 87% of those filing since that date. Josh Benton with the State Workforce Cabinet says they're adding more staff to meet the full demand.
Even though that's only 13% difference, that's over 20,000 people. And we want to make sure that they're made whole.
Finally, Governor Beshear announced two more closures, Natural Bridge and Cumberland Falls State Parks. Josh James, 91.3 WUKY News.